right. We've now been joined by Denny Hamlin, who's obviously no stranger to Darlington Raceway and also our most recent winner here in the NASCAR Cup Series. Denny, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We're going to go straight for questions. If you have a question for Denny, raise your hand. I'm going to work to get to as many as I can. And to kick us off, we'll start with Bob Pockris here in the middle.
Fox Sports. In light of the Chastain Suarez deal last week, I'm curious, have you noticed if your like former teammates, like did Kenseth race you any harder when he didn't become your teammate? Jones, Daniel, just what is the dynamic between when somebody leaves your organization, especially maybe not their own decision, when they race you in the future?
I mean, I think there's always going to be animosity from anyone that gets, you know, let go from their position. They're just, that's human nature. I don't think anyone, you don't have to be a good person or a bad person to have that sort of feeling. Truthfully, my relationship with my teammates always got better when we were no longer teammates. I mean, that's just factual. We always were closer after their time was up. So, I don't know. It's different for everyone, but you know, certainly you can't stop human nature.
All right, Reed, here.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Is that Michael? Yeah, Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. We know how important 60 wins was to you. Now you've got 61. Kyle Busch is two ahead of you, 63, in ninth place. Earnhardt, eighth place, 76 wins. Have you ever thought about that number, what it might take to get there, or is that just pie in the sky?
I think it's pie in the sky, realistically. I think that, you know, given the runway Kyle's career's got, he's still got more years to go than I will, a handful that, you know, he's capable of running and winning long after I'm gone. So, I mean, I think I'm kind of where I'm at and where I think I will be, but you just never know. I mean, each win stacks up, and, you know, 50 was a goal at one point. So you just keep moving the bar as far as you can. But, you know, I think that I've certainly got more wins than what I would have imagined. It's just, you know, now can we get the big prize at the end of the year? That's the only goal left to have, other than, you know, Brickyard, certainly one that still is mindful of me personally of where I'm at.
All right, Mike, go ahead.
Mike Embry, NASCAR.com. Danny, considering the way your season started, both as a driver and as a team owner, obviously good starts, has that impacted at all your thinking about whether you might go past 27 as a driver?
I'm not really sure. I've given Gibbs enough of a heads up that, you know, they're working on the plans for beyond. So as long as those all go as planned, I still assume that the end of 27 is it. And, you know, to me, I just don't want to go my last half of the year or year just like can't wait to get out, you know. So I just, you know, if I could end on notes like we have, you know, seasons like this one is starting, then that would be a successful last year for me.
You want to have a farewell tour?
No, I'm good on that.
All right. Kelly here at the end, please.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Denny, I wanted to ask Ashley kind of along those same lines, because when you signed the extension, you said it was most likely your last contract. So I guess it sounds like you're now moving into it's not most likely, it is definitely.
Well, I mean, things always change. You just never know. But it's what I would like. But, you know, again, I don't know all the moving parts and pieces beyond what, you know, what happens between now and about 20 months from now. So you just don't know. But I thought that was a good enough timeline and enough heads up that they could make plans.
I also wanted to ask to Reed's point about the win number. You spoke earlier this week about 67, I believe, on the podcast. You're a data guy. You've been looking
just,
at
a guess where I thought I'd be.
Well, I wanted to ask about kind of like what you were looking at or what you're seeing or thinking that could be the number. Like, because you've said before you like to look at data. So kind of just what were you looking at or what were you seeing that's where you came up with that number?
Just, you know, averages over the years. If you average the last 10 years or something like that, it's about 3.5 wins a year. So it's, you know, that puts me right around that number. So it's just, and that's assuming that I, you know, don't wake up in 2027 and have a declining, skill set. So, that's why it's still a goal. It's not a, it's not the pie in the sky, but it's also, still going to take some work to do.
All right. Jordan, did you have a question? And then Deb right next to Jordan. Go ahead.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. On the subject of teammates, without giving any names, unless you really want to, has there been a teammate over the years that you haven't really gotten along with? And how do you have a relationship with him as a teammate when you don't get along?
None of them. I mean, really none of them. I mean, I think, now that I think about it, I mean, me and Joey is the one that, was better with than what was without. But still, I mean, it doesn't mean I don't respect them. I never really had any, like, long-standing animosity towards any teammates. I think everyone has been really, really fair to me over the course of my career. And, again, a lot of it is I really had a lot of experienced teammates, like, guys that were older than me and more experienced and, guys that won a lot of races. So I really respected a ton. So, no, not really. I can truthfully say that I've never had any issues long term with any of them.
Good.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. Denny, you have the best average finish here of any driver. It's 7.9. And how does since tire management is so critical here at Darlington, how did your background in late models with tire management there benefit you here at Darlington?
Late models is, low horsepower, short tracks. It's an easy in, hard off. That's just the general mindset when it comes to these types of racetracks that wear tires out is easy on corner entry, hard on a corner exit. And you just take that philosophy to all these tracks that wear tires out, and it typically works really well. So that, and I just was really lucky early in my career to get a test here. I watched Brent Cruz run his very first couple laps in the simulator at Darlington, and I just watched him pound the wall off of turn two, like lap after lap after lap. And that's exactly what I was doing, only it was real life. I didn't have the virtual option back then. And so just kind of watching him and saying, here's where you need to be at this point of the corner, and here's your lift point typically. Actually got in the Xfinity simulator and ran some laps kind of as a bogey laps for him. But it was just I was very lucky to be able to be at a test here with Tony Stewart when he was here in a cup car, and I got to come here in an O'Reilly's car and just run laps and learn from him. And after eventually wearing the sheet metal off the right side and having nothing left but the 4x4 that they put in the door, I figured out how to get around here. And at that point, it just, I latched onto the track.
Thank you.
All right. Tim, in the back, if you'll raise your hand, please.
Tim Kettle, Fanville Motor Racing Network. Looking ahead to Martinsville next week, Danny, what is your fondest memory of racing at Martinsville?
I mean, I think there's a couple. Just the one, my fondest memory is any time we get to go there and it's a long green flag run. But beyond that, it's the one moment in time was when we pitted with a couple laps to go and had to restart like ninth or something like that, or sixth, and then with just a couple laps won the race. We lots of cars stayed out, we didn't. Things, again, some cars kind of ricocheted and it worked out perfectly for me at the end. But that was one where I thought got away from us, and then it turned out it didn't. And the other was just, I mean, every time we went there and I knew that I was going to have to battle Jimmy and Jeff, like there was a solid 5 to 6 year period there where it was just us three. It just did not matter what car or tire or anything. It was going to be the battle amongst us three. And that was just so fun going against like guys that were just legendary there.
All right, Denny. Thank you so much for your time. Right, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.